Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, the weather across Israel is mostly mild, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. In Haifa, a light breeze is expected to bring cooler temperatures, a pleasant evening to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, horror in Jerusalem. A man faces charges for allegedly choking his wife and attempting murder with a Japanese knife, Maariv reports just in. Also from Israel Hayom. A once-failing Israeli intelligence system has transformed into a formidable force following the events of October 7th. Also this hour, Iran and the U.S. are not discussing extending a ceasefire, according to a senior Iranian official, as reported by the Jerusalem Post. Separately, the Israeli military says Hamas has intensified torture against civilians in Gaza, JNS reports from earlier today. And finally, in the United States, a progressive Israel critic defeats a more moderate Democrat in a Minnesota Senate primary, according to the Times of Israel. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago that claims of a financial deal with Hamas are false and no funds passed through them. Visegrad 24 reported earlier today that a Turkish Air Force F-16 crashed during a training flight, with the pilot successfully ejecting and surviving. Ynet Global shared that nearly half of Britons oppose Israeli immigration, as revealed by a recent YouGov survey. Now for more on those stories. Starting with a serious indictment in Jerusalem. A man is charged with attempting to murder his wife using a Japanese knife, following years of reported jealousy and violence. Maariv reveals that this case highlights the ongoing issue of domestic violence in the region. It's a stark reminder of the need for increased protection measures for vulnerable individuals. Turning to the transformation of Israeli intelligence. After a significant failure on October 7th, the system has rapidly evolved into an offensive powerhouse, according to Israel Hayom. This change underscores the adaptability and determination within Israeli defense sectors. It could reshape the security dynamics in the region. Meanwhile, discussions between Iran and the U.S. about extending a ceasefire are not happening, reports the Jerusalem Post. The original agreement included a 60-day period for a potential deal, but talks have stalled. This lack of progress could impact future diplomatic engagements and regional stability. The Israeli military statement on Hamas intensifying torture in Gaza comes after a ceasefire late last year, JNS reports. The escalation in abuses raises concerns about the humanitarian situation in the area. This development might lead to increased international scrutiny and calls for intervention. Finally, in Minnesota, Peggy Flanagan, a progressive critic of Israel, wins over a more moderate Democrat in a Senate primary, as detailed by the Times of Israel. Her victory may influence U.S.-Israel relations, given her stance on issues like Netanyahu and the Iran war. This could signal a shift in political attitudes toward Israel in the U.S. Turning to business and markets. First, Maariv Business reports on the electric company's struggle with excess employees and significant financial damage. A new study highlights a 13.2 billion shekel loss, complicating the company's efforts to regain its production segment. Separately, Tech announces that Israeli company Remepi has raised $36 million in Series A funding. This capital will advance its AI-driven Parkinson's treatment to Phase 3 trials, potentially bringing innovative solutions to the healthcare sector. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights a misleading surge in apartment sales. Despite Treasury data showing a 50% increase in June, the reality is more complex, with high cancellation rates pointing to a market freeze. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.